bless you. Well, I'm planning whether it's going to happen or not, I don't know, we'll see. But when I open my mouth, God just fills it, and sometimes he fills it with stuff I hadn't even planned on. And we've discovered that over the last couple of days, but that's all exciting stuff. But I'm planning just to bring a little something very briefly on love and humility. And it's interesting that this morning there's been so much talk about love, God's love. And I want to say to you all right now just how impressed I am with King Jesus. What he's been doing in these last 2 days. Those of you who are here with us, you've experienced manifestations of his life and his love, and the power of his Spirit has been poured out. We've been experiencing something of Acts chapter 2. The life and love and the power of the Spirit just coming upon people, and bodies being healed, souls and hearts being healed, broken hearts being repaired. I've had many people come to me and just say, wow, what has God done? It's amazing. And I want to give him the glory. We want to give him the glory. It's not about me. Bless you. Thank you. Come on, give him the glory. It's not the work of a man. It's the work of Jesus, because he paid the price. And I said so often in the last couple of days, we haven't paid any price. All we've done is say yes to him and received his love. And this morning I was so thrilled and excited when roughly half of you stood up, when Gordon just said, hey, who's been touched by the Spirit this morning? Just a quick look round the room, and I saw half of you, maybe more. And I just give God the glory for that. I give him the glory because this is my life, this is my heart, to release the kingdom of God, to reach into the heavens, to pull out and release from heaven all that Christ paid for. It's all there. Everything is there. The work is complete. And as I said yesterday, he's looking for men and women who are, and guys and girls of all ages, colors, creeds, and backgrounds, who are willing just to reach into the heavens and to say, Jesus, I'm your man, I'm your woman, I'm your child. I've seen children minister powerfully to people. It's incredible. I want to share with you just, pardon me, excuse me, sorry, something about love. I will be quite brief because I know that time is sort of kind of marched on, and that's fine, and I'm quite okay with that. And because at the end of the day, it's what Holy Spirit wants. And we've been very Holy Spirit led this morning. We had the worship, which was incredible. The last song that Fiona led us in spoke about miracles. And I just sat there and I just bubbled inside. I thought, wow, there's going to be miracles. And then Pastor Gordon, he just sort of released the life and the love and the power of the Spirit, released the ministry team, and we just went round and whacked people with Jesus. And many people have just been touched with his love. And I'm excited about that. If we had the time, I would maybe ask some of you to come and share, but really just maybe not time for that. But we give him the glory nevertheless. I want to take a look with you at love and humility. And I want to share, let's see if we can get this. Oh, it works, brilliant. It's me that's the problem, not the equipment. I pointed at the screen, you know. I want to share this with you vulnerably, love and humility. Since I've been speaking and preaching in churches and congregations, largely in the US, there's not too much of it here in the UK for me at the moment, I would say to you that it would be very easy to get big-headed. And I'm being vulnerable, and I'm being honest with you, I'm being straight. When I'm speaking to a congregation of maybe 100, 150, 200, 300, whatever the numbers are, people will kind of crowd around you, and you become the focus of attention. Now, that's what happens when you are a speaker. I understand that. But I want to say to you that what God has shown me over the years I've been doing it, I've only been doing this for a few years, not a long time, but God has shown me that we've got to steel ourselves. We've got to hold back from the temptation that the enemy would drag us into of taking the glory for ourselves. It's not my heart to do that. My heart is to walk in humility and to always give him the glory. And not just speaking about it with my lips, but to actually actively doing that. Sometimes I speak in big conferences of maybe 200-300 people. And there's always you're welcome, I'm welcomed at the door. And there are times I go places, and I'll be honest with you, I'm treated like a prince, you know, and there's somebody at the door to welcome me. With my team, we're taken into a vestry room, and there's a spread of food laid out for us. I mean, we are treated extremely well. And there's a sense in which, and I'm sharing this openly with you, There's a sense in which I have to steel myself and say, God, I thank you for the privilege and the honor, but I always hand it back to you. And it's very important for all of us, whatever our walk in life is, that we always give him the glory and we don't slip into the world's way of doing stuff. And believe me, it's dead easy. I mean, I'm speaking vulnerably and openly to you. How easy it would be for me to kind of get big-headed. And when that happens, that's when I'm finished. That's when it stops. When it becomes a work of the flesh. When it becomes a work of me. And I'm saying that to every one of us here today. Because God, yes, he's poured out his love. Yes, he wants to bless us. He wants to honor us, but as we honor him. And he does. And I just feel that we have to be very, very careful of how we present ourselves to one another, how we present ourselves to church, how we walk, if you like, walk out the kingdom life. And I want to share this with you. There's a scripture that was up on the screen there. We will know it well. Then a dispute arose amongst them, that's the disciples, as to which one of them would be the greatest. Wouldn't happen here, would it? See me afterwards. And Jesus, perceiving the thoughts of their heart, took a little child and set him by him, and said to them, whoever receives this little child in my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives him who sent me. For he who is the least among you will be great. What was going on there? Well, I'm sure we all kind of know this scripture. We've probably come across it in our studies and so forth. The disciples really sort of had a big issue. They just wanted to know who is the most powerful amongst us, who is going to be closest to Jesus. That's not his heart. That's not what he wants for us. He just wants us to live a life of humility. Now, humility is not putting ourselves down. It's not saying, oh, I'm just a little worm. No, that's not humility. That's not what God wants for us. But he wants us to walk in the fullness of his life and his love and the victory that he's given us, but all the while recognizing who we are in him and who he is in us, because he is the King, he's the Lord, he is the Savior. And he said, I want you, he took a child, and a child had no status, had no position, had no authority as such. And he said, I want you to serve this one. Will you serve the child? Will you serve one another? Will you do that, he says? Will you serve, or are you going to seek to serve those who may perhaps bring influence to your life? And that's a challenge, because we can all slip into that. I know that myself, we can do, but I seek to fight against that, to work against that. He says, serve them in my name. It's not about ourselves, it's about him. It's about him in us. It's not about who we are, it's about who he is in us. And that's crucially important. I want to minister that to everybody here this morning. Absolutely. God is pleased. God is pleased with us when we walk with humility and a humble heart before him. And I know as I'm on this journey with him, that as I walk with, I hope, increasing degrees of humility, whatever that looks like, that more and more of his life and love is poured out through me. And he entrusts me with more of his kingdom life. And kingdom authority. I could say this, I'm speaking from my own heart, from my own experiences here, as I've done really over the weekend. And I just know that as I lay down more of myself, I hope all of it in the fullness of time, I want to do that, it's a journey, that he knows he can trust me. And he pours out more and more of his life because he knows it's not going to go to my head. He knows I'm not going to get big-headed about it and say, hey, you know, look at me. No. I've had people come to me, and I think it was yesterday at the conference when I was in Sierra Leone, just briefly, a guy looked at me, he had a bunch of people with him, and he looked at me, he turned to the others and said, that's the healer, pointing to me. Now, God's not offended by that because, you know, he understands people's hearts and he knows my heart too. I know I'm not the healer, but I'm the one that carries the healer. And by the way, so are you. Every one of you, every one of you, because you're born again believers, you're filled with the Spirit of Christ, and you have the gift of healing. So we're all in that same boat together. Are you using it? Are you willing to give it all away? Are you allowing God to take you and to bring you into the fullness of what he has for you? I say, God, come by your Spirit and touch your people.
impressed with this. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel with which he was girded. Peter said to him, "Lord, are you washing my feet?" Jesus answered and said to him, What am I doing? You do not understand me. You need to be." Peter then said to him, "You shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "If I do not wash you, you will have no part of me." A very interesting scripture. Jesus is Lord and King and Sovereign. We all recognize that. But he came to serve and not be served. It's a strange tension. But it's a tension which I feel God is showing me almost day by day as I walk my walk with him. Do you know, there's nothing more lonely than somebody could have done in those days than to wash feet. Now, we don't kind of do that today in our society. We don't need to. We live in a different sort of kind of environment. But in those days, people would walk around barefooted, and it would be dusty. And the person who, you walk into somebody's house, you walk into the house of a wealthy merchant, and the lowest of the low, the most junior of the servants would take a bowl of water and wash feet. It was the custom of the day. Jesus set the example of service. He set the example. He said, "I have come to wash your feet." And Peter didn't really understand what it was all about. But Jesus has come to serve us. He set a phenomenal example, and he wants us to serve others in like manner. And I'm going to say to you this. I'm going to speak briefly because time is moving on. I'm going to put this challenge out to you. How would you feel if the pastor invited you to clean the toilets? That's quite a lowly task, but it's an important task. How would you feel if the pastor or you were invited, or an invitation went out, maybe not personally, but an invitation went out? "Hey, we're needing people to do this, to do this, to do that, to do whatever." Are you willing to serve? Are you willing to serve as Jesus served? Are you willing to effectively wash feet? It's the spiritual thing. It's not physically washing feet these days. Of course it's not. But it's a heart attitude. Are you willing? Are you willing to lay down your life? Are you willing to say, "Yes, I will do it. And I don't care what it costs me. I don't care what it looks like." And I will say this to you, and I say this cautiously to you, and I don't want anybody picking up any wrong ideas about me. But when I go into a bathroom, and if I see paper towels lying around, I see that the sink's wet, I will take a towel and wipe them. Now, I'm not exalting myself, don't think that. That's not my heart. But I'm more than happy to serve people around me, and I will pick up a towel, and I will just wipe and clean. And I see, go into a cubicle, and there's, you know, people have just, there's toilet paper all over the place. I'll pick it up, I'll just tidy it up a wee bit. Is it a big deal? No, it makes it nice for the next person coming in. And I don't mind doing that, because my heart is to love, my heart is to serve, because Jesus, he's the author of it. He set the tone by taking a bowl of water, and he washed all the disciples' feet. Do you catch that? And so it is when it comes to releasing healing, releasing the healing love. It would be so, so easy to think that, well, Fritz has had to kind of go to our heads a bit. We've had some phenomenal experiences over the last 2 days. Friday night and Saturday, we've heard testimonies. There's been an outpouring of the Spirit. There's an outpouring of the Spirit this morning. And it'd be so easy just to soak that up ourselves and say, well, that was a wee bit about me. Well, my heart is to reject that. And I say, it's a big bit about Jesus. And I'm so pleased he can use me. And I want him to continue to use me. And my heart, my hope, and my heart is that I will walk with increasing humility in what I'm doing. And I have people around me. I have people around me here, but more people in America, where I do most of the ministry, who love me so much and value me so much that they will tell me if they're seeing things that aren't right on my life, in my life. And I'm open and I'm vulnerable to these people. And I say to them, if you see things in my life that you think don't match up, or you see me slipping in some way, I want you to love me enough to tell me. Not a criticism. As I leave myself vulnerable, I leave myself open. And I'm very happy to do that. And I believe when we've got these checks and balances in our lives, we can kind of, not rest, but we can be assured that God is taking us on that right journey. Is that making sense? You follow what I'm saying here? It's very, very easy. It's very, very easy for us to just to take it all for ourselves. And I know that. I've been some incredible places, and I have people coming up to me after the meetings when there's been some incredible miracles, incredible signs and wonders, incredible healings taking place. And yes, it's good to say thank you for your service. That's okay, that's fine. But sometimes people go a wee bit over the top. You know, it's finding that line somewhere, and you've got to know before God what he's saying about it. You've got to know before him what he's saying. But I just always want to just hand it back to him every time. I bless you. Do you know, I'm looking out at a group of people, I don't know how many here, 60, 70 people, doesn't matter. And I'm just seeing people who are hungry for him. Hungry for him. And I believe right now, I'm just feeling this dropping into my heart right now, that God is wanting to touch every one of us with a spirit of his love. Do you know his love is unconditional? We don't have to earn it, deserve it, work for it. We don't have to do the right thing. And even if the things in our lives aren't right, he still loves us. And I want to release over every one of you. And I know, because I know the spirit in my heart as I'm looking at this congregation, that there are some of you who are feeling unloved. Some of you are feeling unvalued. Some of you have had some seriously unkind and unfortunate experiences. And I release over you now the spirit of love, the love of the Father, the perfect love of Yahweh, expressed through the life of Jesus, Yeshua. And I'm not going to ask anybody to stand, but I'm just going to release over everybody here in this room right now the gift of love with humility that you will receive right now. Just remain seated where you are. I'm not asking you to stand, but just be prepared to receive from him right now. I just feel this coming on powerfully in my heart as I'm speaking to you. And Father, I just release the Father heart. I release the Father heart of Yahweh right now. The Father's heart to every man and woman in this room today, in this place today. That your love will just flow through powerfully into your hearts, into your souls, into your lives, and into your history. Into your history. And I want to say this to you as well. And I'm just speaking as I hear Holy Spirit dropping into my heart right now. That your past does not inform your present or your future or your identity. Well, we all make mistakes in life. We all make poor choices. My hand goes up first. I like to think I make fewer poor choices now. I believe I do. But making a poor choice does not inform who we are in Christ. It does not inform. It does not determine. Because what determines who you are is what God said before the beginning of time. That I predetermined that you will walk in good works before me. That I have prepared for you a good work. Ephesians 2 verse 10, I think it is. And I want to release the truth of that word over everybody here. Whatever your situation, whatever you've walked in the door with, I want you to know that the humility and the love of Jesus,
John 3:16, God so loved the world that he sent his only son, Jesus Christ, so that all who believe in him should not perish and have everlasting life. It's that incredible love from heaven, that incredible love of the Father, that incredible love of Yahweh. And I'm feeling fired up right now as I'm looking at you and speaking to you. And there's something going on inside me, and I want to release it to you right now. Release his love. It was that humility of love that washed feet. That Jesus washed the feet. Yes, he's Lord and King and Savior, but he's come to wash your feet with his love. He's come to wash your feet. It's a strange tension, I understand that. I haven't got time to develop that. But I just want you to receive from him right now an incredible, outrageous outpouring of his spirit of love. The love that heals, the love that restores. We've seen love poured out Friday, Saturday, and this morning too. The miracles, the signs, and the wonders, the manifestations of his spirit flowing and burning through us to each other with love. Bodies being healed, broken hearts being restored, histories being redeemed in the mighty name of Jesus, because that is love, L-O-V-E. That is him. God is love. And I will just minister that to you right now. I'm going to close in a moment. I want you to grasp that. So Holy Spirit, right now, we just petition Holy Spirit to come right now and just release your love over everybody. Just position yourself as you want to. I don't mind, hands up, hands down, it doesn't really matter. Just be prepared to receive from him. And quietly in your heart, just ask him to touch you. You may not feel you've got any big issues. Okay, fine, that doesn't matter. Still receive his love. I want to receive his love right now too. I do. I believe we all do. Just allow him to touch you deeply and mightily. It's the humility of his love that breaks through in your life, that brings change, that redeems the past and takes you into the glory and the future of the future that he's got for you. He's prepared a good work for you, for every one of you. And there's nothing great can separate you from his love. Nothing. Sin doesn't separate you from his love. He has made the way. He has said, hey, there's the blood of the Lamb. Deal with it. Just like that. Just like that. So I want to bless you right now. And I say to you, reach out to him. It's his work, his word, it's his life. It's the humility of his love that he's going to minister deeply to you today. It's not what I say, it's what he's going to do and is doing right now. I just bless you in the mighty name of Jesus. I bless you. I bless every one of you. I bless every one of you with his life and his love. Can the ministry team come forward, please? And just stand at the front and face the congregation. That'd be great. We're going to close in a few moments. We're almost at time. I'll hand back to Gordon in just a moment. But if ministry team can just come forward. Thank you. And if you just want to talk to somebody, if you just want for someone to lay hands on you and bless you and love you, if you've got a healing need, if you've got any kind of need whatsoever, or you just want to be loved, come and receive a touch from God, from the Son of God, Jesus, through this the anointed healing team today, the ministry team today. Don't be shy. Come on down. I want a touch from God right now. I want a touch. I want a fresh touch. We kind of leak, don't we? We all kind of leak a wee bit. I just want to be filled up and loved and touched by him. So please, just come on down. Gordon, thank you.
Father, as we let's stand together as we worship and as we respond in our hearts to what God's been saying, the invitation. If you need some more prayer this morning, then the invitation is really simple, really free. You come on down. Nothing special about the front. just logistics, it's easier for folks to be down here than it is to be up there. So come and get some prayer, okay, if you need it. Let's worship. Thank you, Fiona and the team.
You unravel me with a melody. You surround me with a song of deliverance from my enemies. To Lord.